The latest from podnews.net. Closed captioning is coming to Google Podcasts. A forthcoming version of the app will include the option to produce an automatic live transcript on screen, enabled with a CC button. Good for noisy places or for those with hearing difficulties. Website 9to5 Google have enabled the feature on the beta version of the Google app and reports that it works well. Also, the app will highlight major items in the show notes and offer search terms to learn more. New items prepped in beta versions can take months to arrive, though.
Here's what else you need to know.
The New York Times has launched a 3-minute weekday flash news briefing hosted by Michael Barbaro for Amazon Alexa devices, as well as a weekly interactive news quiz from the producers of The Daily and other services. None of those services work on Google speakers, though. The briefing, which is a nice change from a radio bulletin, is sadly unavailable in Google's news briefing service. It's sponsored by Audi. Stephen Goldstein went to CES and reports back about Spotify's exclusivity announcements, 5G, smart speakers, and a toilet with Amazon Alexa built in. Alexa, use the air freshener.
If I were you, I would give it a few minutes.
My name is Anirudh. I host a history podcast called Echoes of India. I am just coming out of the Bangalore Podcasters Meet, and it was absolutely fascinating because I got to listen to people who've been in the field for a lot longer than I have. They had some really, really good tips on how to grow your audience, and they made a very persuasive case for why podcasters should stick together, which was absolutely fascinating.
The Bangalore Podcasters and Listeners Meetup on January the 12th was their biggest and longest yet. We link to notes from the event in our show notes and our newsletter. Hunter Walk, a partner in a VC company, writes about podcast discovery. Podcast discovery is a problem, he writes, but attempts to fix it are at best features, not products or companies. These iOS podcast apps are way better than Apple's default app, claims Lifehacker. Pocket Casts, Overcast, and Castro gets higher scores than the purple one. Meanwhile, 9to5 Mac carries 4 new features Apple Podcasts should add in iOS 13. PC Magazine gives us details on how to make your podcasts sound better. This is actually an in-depth article about microphone technique, and much of the advice is quite sound, if you'll pardon the pun. And a job for you. You could be the social media manager for Apple Podcasts and Apple Books in Culver City in California in the US. Apple Podcasts apparently not important enough to have its own. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.